Hi guys, and thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Today we're going to be discussing how to draw up a quality control plan for welded activities. My name is Owen Francis from South African Welding Education, and I hope that you enjoy this podcast support. Newly employed as a welding and fabrication inspector for a company who manufactured above ground storage tanks, as well as repairs and maintenance, I was instructed by the project manager to draw up a QCP for the repair of a floating roof inside a tank. I had a clear idea of what was required from material to welding, but I had no idea of the influence regulations, standards, and client specifications had on a quality control plan. So, like many level 1 inspectors, I printed a QCP for a job very similar to the one at hand and submitted for approval and hoped for the best. As time passed, I became more acquainted with the processes necessary to consider when drawing up a QCP. With that in mind, let's first ask ourselves a very relevant question. What is a quality control plan? A quality control plan is a document that clearly and systematically identifies and lists all major events and activities in chronological sequence, which has to be performed by both the client and the manufacturer from the inception of a contract to its completion and final acceptance. The first place to start when required to draw up a QCP is the contract. The contract drawn up by the client for its service providers. This document will tell you exactly what the client requires for fabrication. Within this usually large document, normally 400 to 500 pages, should be a number of compliances with which the client would like to conform, especially in the petroleum industry. The following are some mandatory focus points for a quality control plan: approval of drawings, approval of welding procedures, approval of non-destructive testing procedures, material identification, joint preparation, dimensional inspection, welding inspection, examination of completed welds, visual and dimensional inspection, inspection before and after blasting, inline inspection, part numbers stamped correctly, review and approval of data packs, final inspection before commissioning, final inspection sign off by customers, inspectors, commissioning, and final handover. Once all compliances, regulations, standards, and specifications for fabrication have been considered, the activities or steps are to be systematically arranged to achieve the end goal for the drawing. I believe experience in welding, boiler making, and piping to be an intricate part to drawing up a quality control plan. An understanding of the journey material takes from reception, that means you receiving it from a delivery, fabrication, and completion. Step 1. Drawings are an essential part of a QCP and must be present when drawing up a quality control plan. Access to health and safety standards referenced by the client for the manufacture, repair, or modification and welded items is necessary. Step 2. Review and approval of welding procedures. For associated drawings, a good understanding of welding standards. Examples: ASME 9, ISO 15614, Part 1, and ISO 9606, Part 1 is mandatory. Step 3, review and approval of NDT procedures. Step 4, material identification for associated drawings. For material identification that takes place, the inspector must be in position of drawings and material certificates for material listed on bill of material. Material identification for associated drawings and how to use them. Inspection at this point in the process would require a good understanding of basic maths equations. Welding. This process is to take place under the guidance of an approved welding procedure specification by an appropriately qualified welder. Step number 7. Welding inspection, to be carried out in accordance with the client specification as well as health and safety standard for the fabricated item. Step 8. Non-destructive testing, to be carried out after welding to the extent stipulated by health and safety standard or client specifications. Step 9. Punch inspection. A punch includes a partial review of data pack supporting the fabrication, as well as carrying out a visual inspection of the fabrication to verify heat numbers, weld numbers, orientation, and overall condition of the manufactured item in accordance with the approved drawing. It's always in accordance with the approved drawing. Step number 10, pressure testing. This step complies with pressurized equipment only. For example, you won't need a pressure test for a structure. Pressure tests are to be carried out in accordance with test pressure found on the drawing for the item in question, in accordance with the pressure equipment regulations. Calibrated gauges must be used during testing and accompanied by calibration certificates. Step number 11, painting and corrosion protection, done in accordance with the client's standard. Step number 12, review and approval of Dataplex. A technical and tedious dance with documents from the index up until concessions, non-conformance reports, and everything in between. Please stay tuned for an article to be published soon on review and approval of Dataplex. Traceability and conformance is the mandatory task of Dataplex review. Step number 13, hand over to client for commissioning. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that most of all you found it valuable. Please feel free to find me on LinkedIn. My name is Owen Francis. You can also find me on YouTube, Owen Francis. And you could send me an email, owen@sawe.org.za, if you'd like to chat with me personally. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for tuning in to spend quality time with Owen Francis.